So thanks for joining me for this evening update. I'm gonna start with what's going to happen tomorrow. Hopefully you did get the December newsletter and you were able to take a look at the news feed at School Connects. The vaccination team for MedRite will be back in our building tomorrow to give the second dose of the vaccine. I'm sorry that this news didn't come earlier. Many families have made appointments, but the DOE didn't let us know until 2 days ago that they were coming back to provide second vaccination doses and for anybody that wants to come the first dose. I don't know if they're gonna come back for another, I don't know if they're gonna come back again for the people. We told them before Thanksgiving. Okay, sorry. my newsletter just went out today. So I don't know. So for whoever's coming in tomorrow for the first set of vaccination, the first vaccination, I don't know if they're going to come back for a second one. So we'll have to wait on that. But for all the students that received their first vaccination at the school, they can get a second dose tomorrow. What's more important is please remember to bring the vaccination card. I think they have to log it in the original card. I got the booster and they didn't need the original card. They just give you a printout. But for the second dose, they need the card that you were given when your child got the first dose. So what's going to be different is that, and they had this last time, but it's official this time, there's an outside mobile unit and there's an inside unit. So families can choose to get it outside the school or they can come into the school. We will have a table set up to support families who want to get the $100. That can only happen if you do it at a city site. So it is quite complicated. I will have Miss Nina downstairs supporting families. And I think that's it. They're gonna be here at 7:30 in the morning. Is that right, Miss Lipsky? And they're staying till 4:30. So, no, four, okay.
May you need to stop at some point.
Oh, I forgot about you, Huiling. So sorry. Okay, I'll stop.
校长刚刚说呢， 谢谢大家参与今天晚上的 市政厅， 学校市政厅会议。 然后呢， 他说呢， 他不知道你有没有收到你们小孩子教室里面 这个月的通讯， 而且或者是看我们学校的APP呢， 有关于明天的 就是打疫苗的那些人呢， 他们明天又要回来了。 然后他们呢， 回来的时候呢， 是 可以给你的小朋友呢， 是补打第二针， 或者是呢， 如果你需要打第一针的话， 他们也可以帮你打。 但是呢， 你要打第二针的时候， 你必须要带你第一针的那个打针的， 那个针卡， 那个疫苗卡带回来呢， 必须， 他们必须要在同一张疫苗卡上面呢， 去填写呢， 你的小朋友呢， 今天打的是第二针。 OK， 还有呢，就是明天呢，我们呢还有呢，就是在不单止外里面呢，有一个就是专门去接种疫苗的那个团队呢，在学校里面，他们也有一架呢，好像是互动的，就是汽车里面呢，他们也有是专门呢给小朋友打疫苗的，你可以选择在里面打，或者是外面打都可以的。 OK， 还有呢，就是说我们呢也有一个，就是说校长说呢，我们在学校里面呢，也会呢，就是放一个桌子呢 ，Miss Nina 在楼下呢，会帮助你呢去怎么样申请那个100块的奖金呢
？OK， one more note on the vaccination, the COVID vaccination. You do not have to send us a picture of the vaccination card. What they are asking you to do is to upload it into a DOE portal. Ms. Lipsky will put that into the chat. We don't need it. What they would like you to do is to upload it into the DOE portal. If you have trouble, then we can definitely support you. And she'll just drop the portal into the chat later and we will post it on School Connects.
Okay.
Okay,
校长说呢，他们说呢，唯一你不需要，还有一样东西有关于这个疫苗卡呢，是你不需要呢去照一张相发给我们那个疫苗卡的证明。教育局呢，他们本身有一个网站呢，是可以让你登上去呢，是把你那个那个照相的那张卡呢，去放上去他们教育局的网站里面。然后我们不需要那些资料的，但是教育局他们需要你这些资料。然后 Ms. Lipsky 呢，等一下会在留言方案那里呢，会提交一个连接，你点那个连接呢，你就可以把你的相片呢。去放上去教育局的那个网站上面。如果你有任何的问题怎么样去上载这些资料的话呢，你可以就是通过我们学校的 APP 联系我们，我们会帮助你的。
Okay, I'm going to move on with other things. We are deep in our academic school year. We have a pacing calendar that we've been pretty good in matching the curriculum. Well, our curriculum is based, we have a pacing calendar. So definitely we are on target with math, social studies, reading and writing. Sorry, there's a lot of movement going on in my house. What we're really most proud of is we're also deep into our enrichment programs. We have soccer and that goes from 3K to fifth grade. So at some point this school year, your child will loop into a full session of soccer. Once again, this is with the New York City Football Club. And this year we're still with Coach Max, who now has moved on to Super Roof, but is still supporting us. And we have Coach Mario from the New York City Football Club. So, you know, it's a wonderful collaboration. The children are very, very safe. A lot of it at this point, because of social distancing, is skills and drills. And if they do scrimmage, it is time for under 10 minutes. And that really supports us with the close contact, and their mask remains on. So scrimmages are under 10 minutes and in small groups and they rotate. And, you know, soccer happens with mask on. Everybody's fully masked. For pre-K to two, we have Chen Dance. The teachers have been sharing pictures. Miss Elizabeth, our talented dance teacher, live streams into the classroom and it happens in the classroom. We can't really do with the upper grades. Movement of any type is not exactly promoted right now. That's why, you know, a lot of our activities are limited. Dancing is one, singing, chorus, any type of activity that requires exertion, they're discouraging it. So right now, Chen Dance is pre-K to second grade because that's possible to, it can happen in the classroom and they can remain socially distanced. Sorry, Huiling.
Can I go? Okay. Yeah. 然后呢，我们现在呢已经在学期中了。然后校长说呢，他想跟你讲有关于我们学校的一些特殊的课程活动。然后呢，我们学校呢已经开始了足球 ，OK。然后呢，足球是给3K 到5年级的学生，他们都会参与就是说一个学期。的学习怎么样踢足球，然后呢，我们呢还是有 Coach Max， 他呢现在虽然他转了工，但是他们还是愿意回来呢去教导我们学生，所以呢，我们有 Coach Max， 还有 Coach Mario 呢是教学生呢怎么样去踢足球的。然后在这个疫情当中呢，他们最多的呢就是在那个技能上呢去做一些练习跟活动的，还有呢就是，足球呢是每个小朋友呢虽然是踢足球，但是每个小朋友的面口罩还是戴着的 ，OK。还有呢 ，Chen Dance 就是我们的陈舞蹈是从学前班 Pre-K 4岁的小朋友到2年级呢都有这一个 课程特殊的课程的，然后呢 Chan Dance 呢，我们是我们的那个陈舞蹈的那个舞蹈老师呢，他们呢是上线上教我们学生怎么样跳舞的，然后呢只限于给小朋友，就是说低年级的小朋友呢，因为高年级的小朋友呢基于他们比较大，所以有很多活动呢都是很就是说不可以安全的做社交距离，所以呢这些活动呢只是给我们的低年级的小朋友的。
Okay, for the third to fifth grade, they continue with violin, with our collaboration with Third Street Music School. Third Street Music School, sometime in the spring, will host the open house. So for, I think, ages, I don't quite remember, Olga, is it six and up or five and up? Six, right? Six and up. They can go to the open house, try out different classes. And because we have a collaboration with Third Street Music School, your child will qualify for free lessons. So we have students taking dance. Some have taken voice lessons. Was it the oboe?
Yeah, many instruments. I think it varies. Yeah. Oboe,
trumpet. The oboe was bigger than the child, but definitely that's something that you should all take advantage of. So, and we'll keep you up to date. It's been really wonderful with Third Street Music School. We applied for another grant and hopefully it will fund half of the lessons this year. The grant is to the tune of, well, maybe not. I think because we've received so many grants, it might be 7,000, which still helps because it costs us about 30,000, you know, to fund this program. Okay, so let me just-
Can I translate?
Yes, I am so sorry, really.
我们三到五年级的学生呢，他们有学怎么样就是说拉小提琴，然后呢我们呢还是跟三阶的音乐学校呢他们有联系的，然后在就是说在春天的时候呢，六岁以上的小朋友呢都可以参加他们的开放日，然后他们的开放日里面呢有很多不同的音乐课啊，音乐课就英文班房可以让你进去试一试，然后因为呢基于我们有跟那个三阶的那个学校呢有联系，我们的小朋友呢如果他们收你的话呢是免费上他们的课程的， OK， 然后他们的课程有包括跳舞啊舞蹈系的，有唱歌的，而且有不同学习不同其他的乐器， OK， 然后呢校长说呢如果你们可以呢你们应该去选择参加的，然后呢我们呢今年呢也是就是说因为呢三阶的音乐学校呢是要三万块，每一年要三万块的，所以呢校长写了一个赠款，然后呢去维持这一个特殊的课程的。
Okay, the last program I will talk about is our chess program, which is offered from kindergarten to fifth grade. For the lower grades, we partnered with a new chess program. It's New York Chess. Did I get that right, Rowena?
Chess NYC.
Chess NYC. It's been very, very successful. The children are having a great time. For the upper grades, we are with Impact Chess, who we did use last year for the entire school. That's more competitive, and we really wanted the lower grades, as I shared earlier, to be more instructional. We distributed chess sets for kindergarten students if the families wanted one, and it's for them to keep at home so they could practice. We will now offer chess sets to new families. We have quite a few new families in the school building. So we'll be doing outreach. And if they would like a chess set, you know, we will provide them with one. For families that received the chess set last year, and if you're missing pieces and you want one, you would just have to wait until we provide the kindergarten students and the new families. With the chess sets first. Huiling?
I know, I need to unmute myself.
Oh, sorry.
OK, 然后校长讲的是有关于西洋棋的，然后呢，西洋棋呢，现在是给我们的三年幼稚园的学生到五年级的学生的，然后低年级的学生呢，今年呢，我们有一个新的就是西洋棋的那个公司来教我们的小朋友，然后那个新的公司叫做 Chess NYC， 然后他们呢是就是说可以就是教小朋友怎么样去下这个西洋棋的，而且高年级的那个呢，他们还是有我们去年的那个那个西洋棋的公司叫 Impact Chess， 然后呢，因为那个 Impact Chess 呢，他们呢是比较竞技化的、竞争化的，所以呢，我们觉得呢，我们必须换一个去来教我们的低年级的学生。然后呢，校长说呢，去年呢也有发给每一个家庭呢是一个那个西洋棋，让你可以在家里下这个西洋棋的。然后呢，我们也购买了新的西洋棋呢，是给我们新的学生的，是今年来参加我们学校的新的学生的。如果你们呢去年有拿到一个西洋棋，然后呢你们说有可能几个西洋棋呢它变不见了，那你要等我们把所有的新的学生呢把那些西洋棋呢发给新的学生，如果有剩下来的话呢，你再跟我们联系，我们看看还有没有剩余的给你。
OK， I'm gonna jump into the December newsletter. In my newsletter, it's just basic updates. It should be in your child's folder. If it's not in there, hopefully they'll get it tomorrow. We also included the list of read alouds that, that we share school-wide. So whether a child's in pre-K or whether they're in fifth grade, at some point this school year, they had this read aloud. And we provide the books and a YouTube read aloud. So if you want to know what your child's been listening to and reading, check it out. We listed the links on the newsletter along with the titles of the book. Huiling?
OK, 现在呢是有关于呢十二月的通讯，然后如果你们还没有收到的话呢，你们即将会收到这个通讯，然后通讯上面呢会有写一些有关于呢是一些阅读，然后这些阅读呢是全校每一个教室里面呢都会老师一会读给他们听，或者是二播放给他们听的。那如果你呢想知道呢你的孩子呢在教室里面听的一些什么样的阅读呢，我们会发给你呢那个连接的，你可以登上去呢去听听看你的小朋友在学校都是听什么样的阅读的，然后他们的教室呢也会有这些书。
OK, if you have any thoughts about the read alouds, you know, please reach out to me, you know, whether you like our choice, whether you didn't like our choice, everybody's entitled to opinion. And you know what, it can also guide us on our selection. So please, if you want, you can look through the books and email us if you have any thoughts about our selection.
OK, 家长校长说呢，如果你有你读了你听完的那些阅读以后呢，如果你有任何意见的话呢，你们可以向校长或者是副校长呢提供一些意见的。
OK, I'm going to move on now. December will be the last time you'll get a paper calendar from the grade. We are finding that it's extremely repetitive and a waste of paper because it's everything we post on School Connects. The only grade that requested that we continue with the paper calendar is kindergarten. They think the families would like that as a reminder. Now, if you would like us to continue, please just contact us and we will continue. But we're going to try to do about the paper copies starting January 2022. Huiling?
OK, 有关于通讯呢，十二月这个月即将是会是最后一个月呢，是我们会发放一个就是纸张的那个通讯呢，是发给家庭的。然后因为为什么呢？是因为呢，我们觉得呢是浪费纸，因为呢很多那些通讯呢，我们都会在学校的 APP 啊， 有发已经给所有的家老师都会在上面呢发给所有的家长，你们已经看到了。然后呢，校长说呢，唯一的一个年级呢，他们要求继续发的就是幼稚园，因为他们觉得这些家长呢会用那些通讯的日历啊，来帮助来提醒他们某一些活动呢在哪一天可以继续的。但是呢，你们可以就是说，从1月2022年呢，我们将不会发这个纸张的通讯给家长们的，但是如果你们要求想要的话呢，我们还是可以继续的。
Okay, please, you know what? I forgot to remind everybody. If you have questions as I'm chatting along, please throw it into the chat.
校长说呢，如果你有任何问题的话呢，在留言方案可以提交的。
Okay, I'm getting the sense that everybody's afraid to ask me questions because this meeting might go on for like 3 hours. I promise you, I'll be quick.
校长说呢，他说有可能家长担心说，如果他们提交问题的话，这一个会议会延长很长久的时间。然后校长说呢，他会尽量尽快快一点结束这个会议。
Okay, ooh, that's a good question. Isn't that on our website, the school calendar?
The school calendar is, but not the class newsletter.
Oh,
well, actually, it is. It is.
May, you're saying calendar. We're talking about newsletter, okay. Which they put the calendar. So I think that's a distinction. Newsletters are okay. On the website.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely we can do that. And if you prefer paper version, just let us know. Like, it's not a problem. It's just me running copies off.On the copier. Me, I'm old school. I need it digitally. I need it on paper. Probably I need it on my planner. So, you know, if you feel you need it, like, don't worry. We will definitely give you a copy. And we will
okay.
Give it. Hui Ling.
这个家长问呢，说是不是可以把那个学校每一个年级的通讯呢放去我们的网站，其实呢每一个年级的通讯都在我们的网站上面的，你们可以上去查询。
Okay, closings. As you know, we've had several closures. They were not whole class closures, maybe close to a whole class closure. They're mostly partial closures. Please understand that if someone has a positive case,we don't make the decision who's quarantined and who's not. We have an arm of the DOE called the situation room. We fill out a form with possible close contacts and they decide what's a close contact. It's very labor intensive. Ms. Lipsky has been handling all of that, but the final decision is the situation room.So bear with us. We are doing our best to keep the children safe. For that reason, we have assigned seating for lunch. This way, when we do the close contact, we know exactly who the child's sitting next to. If it is a child that tested positive, we have assigned stairwells. The teachers have assigned seating. And that's all to support minimal close contact. So not as many families are as affected. It's not easy. We understand when a child has to quarantine because it just disrupts your work life, your home life, but there's not much we can do. I know everybody's worried when their child's quarantined.How do they catch up with the work? So if it's a quarantine due to a school closure and it's the whole class, there will be live Zoom lessons on Google. If it's a partial closure, which means it affects half the class, maybe 4 students in the class, we are to post asynchronous work in Google Classroom. That means we post work in the classroom. The students are expected to do the work, and the teacher will host office hours where they will review the work with the children. In many cases, that's what's been happening in our school. We've had partial closures. So, you know, that's the same reason why we gave the packets. if for some reason this happened with some families, they couldn't get on the internet, they couldn't get on the Zoom link, like, don't worry, those packets that we gave you is 5 days worth of work. They're scary because it's so much work. I mean, if I was a child, I'll make sure I don't get sick so I don't have to do those packets of work, but that's all review work. So at no point will they be missing anything. When they come back, we will ensure that we catch the child up. And meanwhile, if they can't get onto Google Classroom, that's what that packet is for. And when they're done, they're more like they bring it back to school and the teacher will go over the review work with them. Huiling, that's a lot. I'll let you go. I remember.
All right, 校长说呢，他想跟你讲有关于学校关闭的问题 ，OK。然后到目前为止呢，我们有很多教室呢，它是有部分的学校，部分的教室里面的小朋友呢，他们都要居家隔离的 ，OK。然后一样东西，校长想让你们知道的呢，就是我们呢学校呢不。我们不决定是谁必须要居家隔离，谁可以回来上学的，全部都是教育局的情况是他们呢是决定呢，他们是通过我们填的那个表格啊，通过那一些调查呢，才决定哪一些小朋友呢必须要居家隔离的。OK， 然后呢，我们也知道呢，这个部分的关闭呢，会造成家长们很多的，就是说头痛啊，是因为你们必须要在家里呢去看着你的小朋友啊。但是我们想告诉你的就是说，这些情况呢，我们其实也不想发生。但是呢，有这些情况发生的时候呢，我们就是必须要按照教育局的规矩呢，来跟你讲说哪一些小朋友呢是必须要居家隔离的。还有就是说呢。就是因为这个原因呢，所以我们在吃午餐的时候呢，也有呢就是指定的位置给你的小朋友坐啊，这样子他们调查起来的时候呢，他们就知道你的小朋友呢是不是跟其他的人是坐在近距离的。还有呢就是有关于就是说如果你的小朋友居家隔离了以后学习怎么办，然后如果是全部那个教室关闭的话呢，他老师呢会在线上教学，就像去年一样呢是在线上教你的小朋友的。但是如果是部分的话呢，他们会在谷歌教室里面去放一些呢是不一致的功课呢，让你的小朋友呢去做，然后老师呢会约定一个时间呢是可以跟你的小朋友呢，就是如果你的小朋友对放那个不一致的功课里面有什么问题的话呢，他们都可以在那个时间登上去呢，去跟你的老师呢去细谈，然后呢老师会教他怎么样做那些东西。然后家长，有些家长说你的小孩子上不去啊，还有很多的问题啊，不知道为什么全部都不可以打开。然后呢校长说呢，我们之前呢有给你五天的那个很厚的那一点呢，是五天的功课让你的小朋友呢，如果这些情况发生的话呢，对不对，他们可以在家里做每一天做就是说做一夜啊，或者是做一天的那些功课的。所以呢在这些方面呢你都不需要担心的。然后呢他们回来学校的时候呢，老师会尽快的把他们赶进度的，让他们可以跟上课程。May I'm done?You're muted.
Sorry, I'm instructing Ben how to make dinner. And all it is instant ramen. Anyhow, tours. We started giving classroom tours, starting with the families that have never been in the building, which is 3K and kindergarten. We have one tomorrow, and then I do need to take a bit of a break. We do these tours 7:45 in the meeting. And then, you know, our day just starts and we don't stop. So we're going to take a break for a few days and we'll work our way from first to fifth grade. This is a chance for you to come in and take a look at your child's learning environment. And what I will try to do is to take you to the next grade. So if your child's in third grade, you will see your child's classroom, but we will also take you into the fourth grade classroom. I don't know how often I can bring you in the building. Like I have shared, we are trying our best to keep the children safe. Not that any of you guys are in danger, but the less contact, the safer we are. So we will continue the tours. I guess I'm asking the upper grade families to just be a little patient. Many of our kindergarten families have never been in the building, and many of our first grade families have never been in the building because last year they were K students and many of them were remote. We will work our way up to fifth grade. And if you miss a tour, let us know. We'll do our best to catch you up. We are limiting the individuals in the building. Huiling.
OK, 首校长刚刚讲呢是有关于呢参观学校的，然后呢我们呢现在已经开始呢让家长，就是说新的家庭的那些新的小朋友的家庭呢来参观我们的学校，然后呢明天还有一天，然后呢明天以后呢校长说呢想就是说十几天以后呢再开始一到五年级的参观学校，因为呢我们通常是7:45呢直到8:20让那个家长去参观，然后呢我们的做工日就开始了，所以呢我们想就是说停几天，然后呢希望你们可以理解一下呢，这样子我们停几天再开始，然后呢如果呢我们希望你进来呢就是说去参观你的教室，你小朋友的教室里面看看他们在三年级呢他们的教室学习环境是怎么样，而且呢如果你的小朋友是三年级的话呢我们也会带你去参观四年级的教室，让你们知道呢明年他们有可能会去哪一个教室 ？OK， 那我们基于我们的就是说一直想你们，想把你们小朋友的安全呢放成第一，所以呢，我们希望你们可以就是不需要就是我们你们小朋友的安全呢是第一的，所以呢，我们希望你可以耐心一点等待 ，OK， 因为呢。只要没有接触呢你的小朋友就很安全了，所以呢我们希望你安全等待，这样子呢我们进来你进来参观的时候呢对不对，我们就可以带你去看看学校的环境，还有呢就是我们去年幼稚园的小朋友呢他们家庭呢没有来学校过，所以呢我们一年级的学生呢我们也会让他先参观的。
Okay, sorry if you hear noise, there's a huge debate about how to make instant ramen going on right now. Anyhow, I want to thank you all for responding to the PTA survey. We did, Jonah, I have town hall going on. Anyhow, we asked families if they wanted the morning PTA town hall, and several families said yes, so we will continue with that. We'll also continue with this format where we have town hall and then we post a recording. A lot of our families are now dependent on the recording to catch up with the news, and that's posted on the website and on School Connects. Many of the families are now back at work, so the recording is quite helpful. I know some families that asked for minutes for the meeting. We are working on that. It's just quite difficult to get everything done in a timely manner. And depending on the question, the notes will be like pages long. So please be patient, but thank you again. PTA will be sending out several surveys because we are not hosting any meetings in the building. They feel like that's the best way to sort of get the pulse of what the community wants from PS42. Kenzie's mom asked a question or dad about middle school for four.
I'm sorry, can I translate what you said before we go into the questions? Okay, so 校长说呢，有关于校长想感谢所有的家长呢参与我们学校的那个调查家教会的调查表，然后呢我们也知道我们在调查表里面呢有提供一个问题说你们需不需要我们呢提供早上的那个学校市政厅的会议，然后呢有些家长回答说他们希望可以继续，所以呢我们还是会继续早上的市政厅会议的。OK， 而且呢我们这些会议呢 开完以后呢，我们都会录音，录完音以后呢，我们都会放在我们学校的网站。然后现在呢，很多家长呢，他们都靠那个网站呢去重，就是说去重听这个录音，让他们知道呢有所有的新的资讯有关于我们的学校。还有呢，就是有些家长会问说，可不可以把那些就是说录音的那些说话呢，把它变成一个就写出来。然后呢，因为呢要看看呢我们的市政厅会议问的是什么问题，不然的话那个写下来的那些字呢会几页这么长的。还有呢，就是我们的家教会呢即将会再发出几个调查表，因为呢我们今年呢不可以在学校里面呢去开这些家教会的会议，所以呢这一个是一个最好的方法呢，可以让你提供你的意见。
Okay, the next question is will we be providing middle school info for fourth graders, and does PS42 have a relationship with any middle schools in the areaAre are not going to provide the fourth graders with information yet because the middle schools, they're having a bit of difficulty figuring how to host tours for the upcoming fifth graders. Currently, there are no in-person tours. They have a lot of video links, videotapes, Zoom links. Ms. Lipsky and Sam, our parent coordinators, spent the day trying to organize all the information for our fifth graders. But please don't worry, fourth grade families. Closer to spring, we'll have an informational session for all fourth grade families. Right now, we are focused on getting the Zoom links organized for our fifth grade families. We don't know what it'll look like next year. We don't know the situation, but the minute we have any updates, we'll let you know. And do we have relationships with any middle schools in the area? Yes, we have relationships with, we have great relationships with all the middle schools in District 2. So not only IS-131, 126, we have relationships with LAB, so Wagner, LMC, you name it, like we're all good friends. So please don't worry about that. Just know that the admission policy has changed and it is out of the hands of the middle school principals. It's lottery just like pre-K and kindergarten. But once we get more information, we'll update you. I hope that helps, Kenzie's mommy. If you don't have any more questions.
I need to translate.
Oh yeah, I forgot, sorry. I know.
Kenzie 的妈妈呢，她刚刚问了有关于中学，然后她说呢，今年呢，我们会不会呢，提供那些四年级的家长呢，一些资讯呢，有关于中学，而且呢，她另外一个问题就是说，我们42小学呢，跟其他的中学第二学区的中学呢有没有关联，有没有联系 ？OK， 那校长说呢，今年呢，对不对？我们呢现在不会提供任何有关于中学的资讯给四年级的学生，因为呢是现在中学呢，他们现在还搞不清楚呢，他们今年的五年级的学生呢到底怎么样去参与他这个就是说去看他们的学校。然后现在呢，中学呢所有的学校呢，他们都是在线上让你们参观他们的学校，而且呢，他们今年呢是不可以让你呢去他们的学校去参观的。然后 Ms. Lipsky 呢跟Sam 呢，我们学校的那个家长协调员呢，他呢跟 Ms. Lipsky 呢一起合作呢，去想看一看呢哪一些资讯呢，或者是哪个连接呢可以发给家长，让你们去参观那些就是线上看那些学校的。OK， 然后四年级呢，我们应该是等五年级的弄好以后呢，在春天，大概春天的时候呢，我们就会有一个资讯的会议呢，是提供给四年级的家长们，是有关于中学的。然后呢，我们呢，明年呢，到底呢会是怎么，中学会是怎么样呢？没有人知道，到现在没有人知道。而且呢，他们今年呢，那个入学，他们你录取那些中学呢，所有的规律呢都已经改掉了。现在呢，就是选。就是不是你就是好像你报名那个幼稚园一样，好像你要去他们抽奖啊， 他们是抽到你的小朋友呢，你就可以去那个小朋友、那个教室，好像抽奖室的一样。 OK，
Don't go yet, everyone. There are more things on my agenda. I forgot to scroll. Anyhow, 3K, pre-K, and first graders. If you're on this town hall, we're asking you to make sure you have a change of clothes for your child in school. And when we say change of clothes, we mean shirt, pants, underwear, and socks. Most importantly, socks. You'll be amazed. We go to Target to buy clothes and there is a shortage of children's socks. One of the biggest thing that we're grappling with after a year of remote learning is the child's ability to make it to the restroom. And we think it is because they've been home. Many of our students have been home. So we've had quite a few accidents. So please, 3K, pre-K, K and one, please send in a change of clothes. And if you're on this call and your child's in upper, well, second grade to fifth, if you think that you should send in a change of clothes in case it's a rainy day, please feel free to. We can keep the socks in school, a change of pants. That is not a problem. Okay. iPad update.
Sorry. I need to interrupt you.
Yep.
Okay, 有关于 3K 学前班幼稚园一年级的家长 ，OK， 我们希望你呢可以配合我们，明天呢把一套 OK 衣服呢让你的小朋友呢可以带进来学校，因为呢你要具备衣服、裤子、内裤跟袜子，最重要就是袜子，因为为什么呢？是因为基于疫情的关系呢，我们觉得小朋友呢，他们现在呢。就是说要等着去上厕所的时候呢，有可能呢会有就是意外，他们不小心把裤子弄湿啦，或者是其他的什么样的，就是说不小心裤子弄湿啊，跑不到去厕所。就是说因为呢他们以前在家里呢很快就可以上厕所回来，但是现在在学校呢可能距离呢有一些远，所以呢他们呢上厕所的时候呢都去不到那边他就尿裤子了，然后呢所以我们希望你可以带一套衣服进来给他们替换，这样子如果他们有任何的意外的话呢，我们就可以拿那个后备的衣服呢去给他换，这样子我们就不需要打电话给你，让你急急忙忙的来我们学校里面给他配换那些衣服的。还有呢就是如果二年级到五年级的学生的家长们呢，如果你觉得呢你们也需要带一套衣服，自备一套衣服呢放在学校让你们的小朋友替换的话呢也是可以的，好像有时候有下雨天的时候啊，他们的鞋子湿了，袜子湿了，你可以替换那些袜子或者是裤子都可以的，所以你可以也可以把他们让他们带一套就是说替换的衣服来学校。
OK， iPad update for the families on this call. If you didn't get your iPad yet, it's because we're all still waiting. We're not the only school. We're at the point where there is a shortage of iPads, but we are on the list. And you know what? The minute it comes in, we'll call you. And they're well aware of it. We've been following up every week. But I'm sure we're not the only school. So please be patient and don't worry. If we do use the iPad in school, we have school iPads for your child to use. The problem is they're not Wi-Fi enabled. So if we send them home, it would be, you know, no purpose. The ones from the DOE that they're sending out as learning devices, those are Wi-Fi enabled. But we're staying on top of it. The minute we get an update, we will let you know. Hui Ling.
OK, 有关于那个 iPad 的新闻，校长想让你知道呢，就是我们依然还在等那个教育局呢去把那个 iPad 呢送来我们学校的。然后现在呢有 iPad 的短缺，所以呢很多学校都在等这个 iPad。OK, 如果我们收到的话呢，我们会马上通知你们呢，让你们去可以拿到这些 iPad 给你的小朋友用。然后我们想跟你讲的就是你不需要担心，我们学校呢也有 iPad, 如果你的小朋友没有的话呢，他们可以用我们学校的后备的 iPad。 那为什么我们学校的后备的 iPad 不可以拿回去给你们小朋友在家里用呢？是因为我们的 iPad 呢是没有那个功能呢，是可以让你可以上网的。教育局的那个 iPad 呢就可以有这个功能，可以让你自由的上网，让你去上线去学习。所以呢，我们这些 iPad 让你拿回家呢也是没有用处的。但是呢，校长说呢，我们答应你，只要我们拿到的话呢，我们会马上立即通知你们的。Okay, in the chat, Elvina's mom wants to know when will the uniform be given to her? I guess not uniform, it's whatever they purchase.
Okay, we're waiting when they contact us and when it comes in. We were quite limited this year. Every company that we've approached is really worried about shortage of supplies. That's why we had to go with a very basic color. Like black, sure that we can get enough of it. They're working on it, and the minute they call us and it's ready, they're going to deliver it. We will send it out. It will happen before Christmas. That's what they assured us.
Okay, Elvina 的妈妈在圣诞节之前呢，我们应该会把那些就是说那些你上次购买的那些汗衫呢，我们会发给你的小朋友的。那因为呢，这个公司呢，很多公司都担心呢，就是说没有货，所以呢，他们只是可以让你购买一些黑色的颜色。OK， 所以呢，在圣诞节之前呢，我们希望他们也答应我们说，圣诞节之前应该会给我们的。
Okay, Natalia, I have your question.The DOE iPads have apps like Duolingo on them. Does that mean there's a login? Okay, the DOE puts these apps on all the DOE iPads. Not all schools have access to them. So some of the programs are for middle schools, some of the programs are for high schools. So if we didn't give you a login, there's a good chance you can't use it. What we have access to is what they give us passwords to.We can always ask, but I'm pretty sure the answer is no. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
You know, that'd be great if that was for free too.
Okay. 那个家长呢，他想问呢，有关于教育局的 iPad 上面的 APP 是一个 Duolingo， 然后他说呢，可不可以呢？就是说我们给你们一个登录，让你们登录进去。然后校长说呢，其实呢，所有教育局的 iPad 都是一致的，所有的 APP 都是一模一样的。不管你是小学、中学或是高中呢，你们所有的 APP 都是一样的。如果我们没有给你一个登录的户口，大多数如果你都不可以用，如果你要用的话，你就要自己付费的。
Okay, so that's great. Thank you, Kenzie's mom. You can get Duolingo access via getting a New York City Library card.Can you translate that, Hui Lin?
Okay, 这个妈妈她说呢，如果你想就是用 Duolingo 呢 ，Duolingo 可以用这个 Duolingo 的话呢，你可以呢通过纽约的那个图书馆的那个卡呢，可以通过那里呢去用 Duolingo.
Okay, did you explain what Duolingo is?
What is Duolingo?
Oh, it's a language app.
Okay,
it's a language app. Like you can use it to learn Spanish, French.
Okay, Duolingo 呢是一个 APP 呢，可以让你学习不同的语言。Okay, 你可以学习西班牙语啊，你可以学习法文啊，学习中文啊。Duolingo 是一个 APP， 但你也可以通过用你的图书卡，纽约图书卡呢，去开启你这一个 APP。
Thank you, Kenzie.
Oh, Rosetta Stone. I see.
Yeah. Okay, the last bit of news I will share is we are deep into special ed recovery. That's a program that's being supported by the DOE, where students with individualized educational plan are getting recovery services for the missed services from last school year due to closures. We are deep into it. Families have the right to opt out.They have the right to delay it, but we're starting. That's the reason why some children are in the building 7:20 in the morning. We know it's really early, but it has to happen before school, or after school, or on the weekends.
OK， 所以校长刚刚说呢，是有关于今年呢教育局推行的这一个就是个人教个人特需教育计划的复修的那个服务，然后这个服务呢是提供给我们所有的小朋友呢，他们是有个人教育计划的。然后呢，教育局说经过疫情这个问题呢，他们想提供这些小朋友呢，就是复修课程的那个服务，让他们可以提升他们的学习能力。OK， 然后呢，家长们呢，你们可以选择不参加，或者是你也可以选择参加。然后呢，参加的时候呢有不同的时间，所以有时候呢在7:20呢你会看到小朋友呢是在学校里面上学的，是因为这一个修复的那个课程呢是在早上7:20开始的。那这些修复的课程呢，有些是早上，有些是下午，有些是星期六星期日的。 OK， 要看看我们的就是说能有多少的人参与。
Okay, I think that's it for today. Families, please, once again, feel free to contact me with any questions. Email. You can find me on Google, PS42. What's my email again, Ms. Lipsky? mlee@ps42m.org. If you could add that into the chat. I have my formal DOE email. emily4@schools.nyc.gov. It's on the website, but or you could school connects me if you have any questions. I'll do my best to respond.
OK， 校长说呢，跟以前一样，如果你有任何的问题呢，有关于任何的东西呢，你都可以通过我们的学校 APP 呢去联系他，或者是呢，他刚刚 Ms. Lipsky 呢在那个留言方案里面呢有发放的他 Ms. 我们校长的那个电邮，两个不同的电邮，一个是42小学的电邮，一个是教育局的电邮，你可以在以下哪一个方法呢，你都可以联系他的。
OK， with that, have a great evening.Everybody get rest, enjoy dinner, and we're going to log off. Bye.
OK, 校长说谢谢参与。OK, 现在呢我们的会议结束了。你们可以去吃晚餐了。Bye bye.
Bye.